27 Wildest Days, Day 7. I still have a few objects from when I was very young, certainly still in single digits and closer, much closer to the very beginning of consciousness. One of these items is a ceramic dog, a white terrier with brown ears, head slightly askew in my memory now, but I might be inventing that, influenced by so many images of terriers doing the same thing, waiting patiently for a ball to be thrown or a rabbit to appear. Fun or death, the head tilt is the same. Anyway, my ceramic terrier has been through it all with me and has the scars to prove it. He was slightly rebuilt when a former lover dropped him. She might have not so much dropped him as smashed him, recognizing an eternal rival. The poem doesn't start here. It starts with my attachment anxiety to things that make no sense to me and no sense to anyone. I don't love the ceramic terrier any more than I love my stupid Mac computer, which five times a day forces me to curse the soul of Steve fucking Jobs. No, I don't love things. I love people and dogs in reverse order. But I get fatally attached to things against my better judgment. I don't need a lecture on the stupidity of attachment to objects, but I fall for it all the time. If something's with me for a while in life, I become attached to it. When it's lost or stolen or left behind in another breakup, expulsion, I suffer to a degree that makes absolutely no sense at all. When my mother died, her house was cleared by a team of professionals who were paid £4,000 to eviscerate the shell she left behind. I was not there to see it. If I had been there, I would have suffered greatly. She'd kept so many versions of my ceramic terrier. All for what? I don't like to talk about it. The poem starts now.